What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Monday, February 27, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. We have an outstanding show for you today. Man, in the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Dana L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir?
You got it, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good. I'm excited, man. It's a busy day.
Extremely.
But it's going to be a good day. Today, look, y'all, it's Missional Monday, and today's conversation is going to be good. Five warning signs for the church in a Facebook culture. Five warning signs for the church in a Facebook culture. We are excited, man. It's going to be good. Y'all need to get ready. As T.D. Jakes would say, get ready. It's going to be good. But as always, let me give y'all a rundown of how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. If you want to email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. That's right. Go to Ustream. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there live and in living color. You can find us there. Facebook Live. Facebook Live is up and running. What's going on, y'all? Facebook Live is up and running. You can catch us right there. Simply go to our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. And last but not least, you can download the podcast. Podcast is available on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account. It's really free. iTunes account. Go to the podcast section. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Man, I'm excited. What's going on, my brother?
Man, you got it, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. My man, bow tied up and...
Man, listen here,
he got a meeting after this. He got his Mustafa Akhmar town and Hala Wakba.
Oh my God, man.
Did I just hock up on the mic?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Man, you got it, man.
Bean Pie, my brother?
No, man. I got a meeting after this, man.
Bean Pie, my brother?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't know Bean Pie looked like sweet potato pie, man.
You know, I offended one of them, one of the brothers one time.
Did you?
Yeah, man, I was on the south side of coming from a funeral or something, and you know they deep over there on the south side. I only see them over here, right here on Madison and Central.
Man, please,
that's the only place I ever see them stand. But on the south side,
whosoever will,
they deep, right?
So yes,
Brooke, it was one summer, man, last summer, Brooke came up to the cop, man. He was like, "Bean," he's like, "Final call." I was like, "No, I'm good." He said, "Bean pie, my brother." I said, "My man, do y'all have apple pie?" He said, "What?" I said, "Well, peach cobbler or something." Man, I'm trying to sell you a bean pie. You ask me about apple. I'm saying, "Hey, my brother, if you want me to buy something, have something I want to eat. I don't know what bean pie tastes like."
It's crazy.
You've had it before?
No, but one of the mothers of the church just had it like 2 weeks ago.
Uh huh.
And I almost got tricked.
Because it looked like
sweet potato pie, man.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. That would have been a fight.
Yeah.
That would have been a fight for real,
cause
look, I don't like no trickeration.
I know, man.
With my food.
I said, "Mom, how it tastes before she cut it?" "I don't know. I never had it either."
The devil,
man. Yes, sir.
What in the world?
I said, "Well, won't you have your slice and my slice and let me know how it tastes?"
No, I've seen them. I take my chance with a patty pie before I mess with a bean pie.
Patty.
Patty! I'm just saying, ain't nobody got time for that, man.
Patty!
Have any of y'all on the line right now? Have any of y'all had bean pies? This is for my Facebook listeners, my radio listeners, our Ustream watchers. Have any of y'all actually had a bean pie? Because I don't even know.
It might sound crazy. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
So, is it really made out of beans?
I believe so.
Okay.
But the question is, what bean? My stomach started turning just thinking about it.
When I think of it, I thought black beans, but then when I seen it, serious when
you,
I see.
You thought black beans?
Man, so help me live with God. When I kept hearing black bean, I mean, bean pie, I thought, because that's what Muslims eat. They eat the black beans, man.
God.
And so I thought it was a black bean pie. But then when I looked at it, it was an orange bean pie. It was orange, brown, or I don't know if it was burnt or what, but it wasn't. It looked like sweet potato pie without the sweet in there.
Right. You mean, without the sweet potato in there?
Yeah. No, without the sweet. Because
I think there's something. I think the pie is sweet.
Is it?
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Y'all help us out, because y'all know we on. We're a little ignorant to the bean pie. C3PO, that's our producer for the day. We have a guest producer. C3PO says that it's good.
Okay.
They navy bean.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What?
Navy beans. Why they can't be army beans or marine beans? Why they got to be navy beans?
Thank you. Thank you.
What's that?
Stupid. I ain't being funny. Oh, they mashed navy beans.
Now,
put some type of sugar
now,
or something?
Navy beans are brown, man.
What's a navy? I don't even know what.
It's good. It's really with some good navy beans, rice, cornbread, and some fried chicken. Man, that stuff is good.
Is it navy beans that they use in red beans and rice?
It's similar.
I thought them was pinto beans.
No. It's similar. It's not.
I don't know nothing about none of this
because I don't eat it.
You never. Oh man, navy
I don't
beans
eat no navy
good,
beans.
Man. I don't eat no navy beans.
They're
I don't
good.
Eat lima beans. I don't eat pinto beans.
They're good.
I don't eat none of that stuff.
Yeah, they good, man.
Give me a good old string bean.
Man,
call
listen,
it a day.
So you know what I be doing? I be inviting people. Right?
I know that's what you're
so
doing.
I was talking to somebody. Says, man, you can type real fast with one finger. I said, yeah, I'll be typing away.
He just pushing one button. He just pushing one button.
One button.
They think you typing a whole. Please
don't help
me.
And they was dying laughing at me, saying, man, you know you can type fast with that one finger.
Oh, Lord. So, okay. He said those are kidney beans and red. Oh, those are kidney beans and the red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah.
Man, how was your weekend? I was bowling, man.
Man.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can I get a witness?
Can I? Okay, real quick. Y'all pray for the preacher over here. You know, cause I still have some issues.
Okay.
You know, y'all pray for me, man. So you know, Saturday we at the bowling alley, right? You know,
uh-huh.
we doing our thing. So we were bowling this team, Shy City something. That's their name
uh-huh.
or something like that. So we bowling them, right? And so they were the number one team in their division.
Okay.
And they've been on kind of like a losing streak the last few weeks.
Okay.
So I guess they thought, oh, we going to get back on because we bowling them. So first game.
They counted y'all as an easy one.
Yeah, they thought, yeah.
Okay.
But see, in the in the words of the grandmama from Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
When she said you're going to walk over, but you're going to limp back.
Yeah.
And then the part that people didn't catch towards the end was she said, this ain't no easy win over here. So we won. So the first game, help me out. I think I bowled a 228 first game, right?
Okay.
Your boy was hot.
Okay.
I mean, he was hot first game, right?
Okay.
We won the first game by 2 pins.
Uh-oh.
Because our anchor came through.
Uh-oh, that's tension now.
So this team is known for getting angry
okay.
when they lose.
Okay.
Meaning, like, so, you know, here's the deal. You throw the ball.
Uh-huh.
You strike or whatever. When you walk off from the lane, everybody give you a dap.
Uh-huh.
You know, your team got special hand claps or whatever, but
yeah.
then you just tap
you got
other.
Your dance.
But then you tap, whatever. But then you tap other people's hand as you come off.
Gotcha.
So everybody was doing the little, you know, sportsmanship tap on the way off. After they lost the first game,
uh-oh.
You put your hand out, them Negroes turned their head the other direction.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me they did it, man.
So now the second game come, and so now, you know, normally second game is when people normally show up for their best game because you got that first warm-up out the way.
So it's 3 games
it's
total.
It's 3 games.
Okay.
It's a 3-game series every week.
Okay.
So second game come up, and so, you know, they bowling or whatever. And so I noticed something about the dude who I'm bowling against. This
uh-huh.
is the one with the really nasty attitude, right?
Okay.
He waited. So we lined up together. So the person bowling in front of him got done.
Uh-huh.
So you're supposed to go bowl.
Right.
He waiting on me. Now, Pat Lewis bowls uh-huh. before I do.
Uh-huh.
She was still up there. So this lady. lane is empty, bro. It's your turn.
Right.
He gonna wait on me. So we got food on the table. I'm eating me a little pizza. You know, I'm sitting there. So dude looked back. He was like, oh, so you waiting on me to bowl? I said, bro, I'm eating. And your lane open. So he gets those, so he's looking funny. So I said, you know, ain't no problem. So when Pat got done bowling, I got up there, boom. I was already on two strikes. I hit another one. Boom. And after I hit it, see, this is what works for me. Same way I did on the football field.
Uh-huh.
If you start talking mess to me,
uh-huh,
it's a different kind of game.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, y'all pray for the preacher. I have to lay my preacher hat down every now and then, take my robe and my collar off.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you can keep waiting if you want to. I'll be right here on the next one.
Ah.
So then now he throws. So now he throws strike. He come back. You know, yeah, all right, let's go. I said, okay, cool. No problem, bro. So now we going back and forth, come up again. I said, no, bro. So now Pat got done first, so I ran to the lane. I mean, I ran like it was a sprint, doc. I ran, scapped that guy, set my feet, threw my ball, bam, 10.
Uh-oh.
He was standing there. I said, you want to wait?
Uh-oh.
So now he hit 9. He mad. I mean, the Negro threw his ball. He done pushed the chair over. He hit it. So we won game 2. Now they ain't got nothing to say to us.
Okay.
We get to game 3, we blowing them out by 100. Now, mind you, we blowing them out by 155 pins already.
Woo!
We blowing them out. So they got a European on their team. Let me say that. Let me say that the right way. Yeah, European on the team.
Okay.
She's a semi-professional bowler because she was just on TV the other day.
Okay.
So
we on TV, we on Facebook Live.
Right. No, she on. so we sitting there. And sister girl, so it's a handicap league, meaning that you get pins, you know, like golf, you start off with a certain.
Oh, I thought something.
No, not no. See, stop it. No.
Okay.
So we start off because we had some people on our team who had low averages. They get more pins. She gonna say this as the game. She said it's kind of hard to win when you got all them pins. I say, you know what? Bowl in the scratch league. Go back to the TV where you lost.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans.
So we swept this team. So I want to put the word out right now. Don't come for – see, I'm. It's something about the competition factor.
It is, man. It
when
is.
They start chirping.
It is.
So and then your boy won a little change. One little change.
Uh-oh.
One little change. One
cha-ching.
Little change. Little change. Cha-ching. Just a little change. Just a little change. Just a little change.
Cha-ching.
Angela said – she said we celebrities on Facebook Live.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway, yeah, so we swept them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we swept them, took that full 7 points.
Wow.
What about you, man? What's going on?
Man, listen, rough, good weekend, and it ended rough,
uh-oh,
man.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, I was preaching at the Baptist church without a
church without walls, a spot of wrinkle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that church.
And right before I was getting ready to get up and preach, man, I checked my phone.
Mm-mm.
Just to find out one of my closest boys got killed.
Oh, wow.
And this guy always come help me out at the church.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them. He was a deacon. Never
mm-hmm.
came to the church, but always supported the church.
Yeah.
And that killed me. So I had to get up and preach right after that. And my heart was just so broken and didn't know what to do, man. And to God be the glory, we was able to preach. Cardinal came out. He had a friend, Ward, from Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good time, man. And, man, but, whew, boy, this killing got to stop, man. It has to stop.
Oh, he got killed?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mistaken identity.
Wow.
It's rough. It's
wow.
rough. So
that is
trying to keep the spirits up. I hate that I had to knock the bed. Your good news, but it's
it's all good.
It's always good to hear you.
No,
did you do your dance?
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I did
both.
I came up with a new one. Every time I struck, I was walking off giving them the low head. Look, with a stanky leg on it. Do the stanky leg.
Yeah, you got three dads.
I let them have it.
Oh, my God.
I let them have it. And
y'all
then, because they get into it with so many different teams, everybody else came down there.
Was they watching?
Yes. Came down to talk about some, Dana, what you do? I said, check the board, Doc. Look like X is to me, Doc.
I love
Look,
it,
in
man.
The words of DMX, X gonna give it to you.
I love it, man. Man, you know, we're
oh,
just competitive.
God.
That's in our nature, man.
Hey, man, yeah. Look, it was all this. And then the end of the day, so wait a minute. End of the last game, right?
Uh-huh.
We're in the ninth frame. Dude. Threw his ball, threw in the ninth frame, got a split. After he missed, he picked his ball up and started putting it in the bag. So we sit there, we was like, he do know he got a bowl one more time, right? He do know he got a bowl. So he's sitting there. So his dad is on the team. He mad too. So he's sitting there keeping the score. So we talking. I'm like, his turn came. I said, now watch dude realize his ball ain't up. He got to get his ball. So we laughing. Dude turn around. Oh, that's funny. I said, it's funny at this tape.
Y'all was getting it in.
Hey, and like my man in Harlem Nights, at the very beginning when they were shooting them dice, he was like, look here, bro. You lost. Had you won, we would have paid you. Right. But you lost. Now go somewhere, get that tooth. Go find that tooth and sit down.
Yeah. Snack a tooth. Snack a push.
I'm sorry. They talking about my ex going to give it to you. Wait a minute. Nikki Dilla said, let me hold $5 then. Huh? What you say?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, my reading got messed up. It says, you going to send us $500 as a donation to the show. Well, God bless you, Nikki Dillon. I just read that all kind of wrong. Nikki Dillon, we gonna look for that. We gonna make sure. Anyway, so you had that happen condolences for that.
Man,
how was the preaching? I mean, how was the service? I'm sorry, not the
good.
Preaching.
Good.
How was the service?
Good service, man. I preach trust God again. Whenever you go to a visiting church, you pull one of your oldies but goodies.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, man. Service yesterday. Was great as well at the church. So,
okay,
man, I want to throw kudos. Hey, I was working with it. I want to give kudos out to my church. They called me all last night to make sure I was all right because I was, man,
it messed you up.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I wasn't able to give the benediction.
Oh, wow.
I got up and I apologize because I, you know, when you emotionally, I'll hit it, man.
Yeah, you already done preached, and now you
I was drained.
So you started being drained before you even got up there
to preach again.
Yeah.
And so I was drained. I went in it, and then the musicians, well, they were so loud, and they made me feel like I was a Frank Ray or something, man. But it was good, man.
That's good. That's good.
To God be the glory. We all right, man. It's.
Yeah,
one to one.
So
bitter pill to swallow.
So they still gonna have to, you know, do arrangements and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah. So we're gonna keep you lifted
Let
up.
Let me tell
prayer.
This: people get insurance.
That's something.
People get insurance.
That's something that, you know, and maybe we can get what's my man from the South Side, Devery.
Yeah, Devery.
Back on because. Please don't take this the wrong way, my black folk, but it's only us that don't
talk.
It come time for a funeral and everybody looking around and black folk funerals be 3 weeks. The person died 3 weeks ago, but we trying to find the money
still
to bury Pookie.
Man,
exactly. Angela said that's a whole nother show. Right? Yeah, it is because we don't come. We don't have our stuff together.
We don't, man.
And then, unfortunately, I know a very good example. When my great-grandmother passed in 1998, my great-grandmother paid Metropolitan Life Insurance, burial insurance, paid it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something like, what was it, $15 a month? It was something small, but she paid it for years. That man came and collected that money
faithfully,
because that's when they used to come collect
the
money.
That was the real insurance.
The real insurance man, you know, and paid that money faithfully. And when she died, whatever way that policy was written, it was $400.
I can believe it.
Now, we had the money to bury her because she had all money put aside. But
how old was she when she?
She was 96.
That's the problem.
I think what we found out was they said it had already reached this whatever, and then it had started losing.
What happened?
I'm like, man.
After you get a certain age, insurance policies no longer is none and void.
I'm like, this just. And it's only with us where we don't have money to do that. And then let's just have some real talk. Some of these funeral homes is ripping people off.
That too. And then also,
come on.
You know, I tell guys this. When I die, because of the life I used to live, some people got some insurance policies out on me right now. They're waiting for me to die.
So somebody gonna get paid.
For a fact,
you know,
I know four people
will
get nice Nice.
Are they still paying the premiums?
Probably so.
Because if they ain't going to get jacked, if they stop paying the premiums.
Hey, they done paid it. They invested too much.
It don't matter.
Now.
You got to keep paying.
Hey, if they stop paying, that's on them.
Oh, okay.
But, man, Lord, when you live that life, you got people, oh, he going to be dead before he get
this. Oh, absolutely.
Age. I'm putting a policy on him.
Absolutely.
Lord, have mercy.
And back in the day, you know, you could put, can you still just randomly put policies on people? Because back in the day, anybody could put a policy on anybody. I don't think you can do that.
Okay. Hey, man, my grandmother got a policy on everybody.
Right.
She got about 50 policies just sitting underneath her bed. Man.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah.
Help us. Oh, Lord. It says, that's ridiculous, but let's have the right conversation about the policies, but do that about your medical and car insurance, too. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, it's just when it comes to when it comes to stuff like that, man, we gotta do a better job of making sure our people know the right stuff to do about insurance. So let me get in here. Let me speak to the people. Let me speak to the people online. Let's go down the line. Let's go. Yolanda King, how are you? Philip Baker, what's going on? Patricia Lewis, my bowling partner. Hey, Pat wants some money too. Y'all need a couple dollars? She might have a couple of the spare. She want a whole lot more than I did. She played in a different pot. I played the wrong pot. I could have walked out there with a four piece. But Pat Lewis, what's going on? Tiki Loving God, what's going on? Mooney Johnson, how are you? Rowena Sanders, what's going on? Tammy Harris, how are you? Minister Zamara Jarrett, what's going on? Lavelle Lacey, what's up, my brother? Tiki Loving God, I see you. Veronica Asafa Moore, what's going on? Let's see here. Tammy Harris, I see you. Anitra Howard, she told me don't read all of her 15 middle names she got up there. Anitra Howard, what's going on?
What did he just do? I took you out?
Well, I don't know, but what you clicking on over there, though?
I just trying to go on Facebook, man.
But that's my Facebook. So
okay, you can't go
on Facebook.
Why you got it up on my thing?
Because that's how we on live.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
What is you doing?
I wanted to read the comments, man.
They was right there already, bro.
No, it wasn't. This was up.
No.
Oh, see, I clicked up there, man.
Right here.
Okay, I see.
They're right there. Lord have mercy.
he's trying to Michael Jackson me. You want to start or something?
Let's see here. Who else we got? Felicia Burnett. What's going on? She said my opponent was petty. They was real petty.
Felicia Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Man, remember she talked.
Get you to your food, then go ahead.
Man,
these nuts like you about to choke.
These nuts are good. Oh, my God. This guy here. Hey, please forgive him. That's not me, y'all. That is not me. I'm talking about these nuts here. Hey, I said these nuts are good. This man died. They roasted nut crunch bars. Hey. Hey, they roasted nut crunch bars. Hey, is that me, y'all? Y'all, is that me that time? He cried. Hey, he over here crying.
Okay.
Hey, I needed this laugh. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I needed this laugh. But these are some good nuts, y'all, for real. They roasted nut crunch. Roasted nut crunch bars, almond crunch. Hey. Hey. Hey, I guess the way it came out, like, yeah, these nuts are good, huh?
Hey.
I can't take it.
I was still trying to speak to the people before I was so. Felicia Martin, how you doing? Dana Miller, God bless you. Lord have mercy. Nikki Dillard, God bless you. J.R. Burke, what's going on, man? Oh, God. Michelle Dixon, how are you? Sharice Queen, what's going on? Right. Anitra said throw the whole show away. She said these nuts, throw the whole show away. Throw the whole. I'm done. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Okay, I'm back. My host. Okay.
Oh, Felicia,
see,
that's the devil.
Would you chew your food before you keep?
Right.
And see, he gonna mess around and choke. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I love you, but if you take mouth to mouth, they gonna just find you up his fanker.
Man, at least get a straw.
A straw?
Yeah. At least get a straw.
Dude, I ain't giving you a tracheotomy. That ain't gonna help nothing.
No, straw just put in my mouth to you. Blow in.
I'm done. I'm done.
Felicia Martin.
I'm just done. Rose Harper, I see you. God bless you. Thank you. Come
Felicia
get your
Felicia Martin.
Come get your little brother over.
Felicia. Thought about you, Pastor Parks. Went to the candy shop this weekend. They had a 5-pound bag of gummy worms.
No, no. She said a 5-pound gummy worm. One gummy worm weighs 5 pounds.
That's the devil, for real.
One gummy worm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Okay.
How y'all said? Won't he do it?
Y'all pray for us. Yes, he said a straw. He said a straw for mouth to mouth. I don't know how that going to work. Felicia said it was the size of a baby.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. So, look here. Did you happen to count? You probably didn't. Did you watch any of the Oscars yesterday, the Academy Awards?
I seen Facebook posts.
Okay.
You don't have to watch it anymore. Just look at Facebook.
Pretty much. So, at the end of the show, there was a mix-up with the best picture.
Again.
They gave it to La La Land, but it's supposed to be Moonlight or whatever with the black folks.
Don't know neither one of them.
Now, let me. Right, I ain't seen neither one of them. It would have been all kind of mess. Had it been reversed.
Then they do why? Oh.
Had they called out the black movie as the winner.
Which white? Help me out.
Okay, so what happened was they called out La La Land as the winner because they opened up the wrong card.
La la la.
Okay. Whatever.
Now I'm being honest with you.
La La Land is some kind of musical.
Oh.
It's a movie musical. Okay. And it won the majority of the awards last night.
Oh, really?
So they called out La La Land. They opened up the wrong envelope.
Okay.
So they called out La La Land as the winner when technically it was supposed to be Moonlight.
So Moonlight, black Moonlight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, and they got on the Oscar?
Yeah, they won the whole – right.
Okay.
So let me say this. And it went over well. The people who actually lost, the people who lost was gracious. They was like, hey, look, you know, he read the wrong – and he showed the card, you know. So it wasn't no big deal. But let that had been in reverse.
Oh, yeah.
And they had already called the black folk on the stage.
Oh, yeah. KKK would probably have been there.
And then turned around – no. The black folk said they won and then turned around and said, no, black folk, y'all didn't win.
No. No, you didn't have me coming out on this stage.
Hey.
They would have stopped popping earrings.
Because the other people,
coming out.
They gave their acceptance speeches. They gave all.
Did they say you got punked?
Pretty much.
You been back in school.
Sigh.
Like your man. Like a.
Oh God. So yeah, but I didn't really watch it either. So, but
man.
Yeah, it was. Whatever
you want to see.
But Viola Davis won for best supporting actress again. Old girl from How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay, thank you. Just tell me.
You know How to Get Away with Murder, right? You know that show.
That black ugly lady.
You go. We done had this conversation.
You know something? Let me.
We done had this conversation.
Man, listen. I really
about
got you
calling, folk.
Hey, I really got chewed out about the weave and stuff.
Hey,
you. I didn't mean no harm about the makeup.
But you just did it again.
Did I? But she is ugly, man.
See, you can't do that.
Okay, no, she's not ugly.
You can't.
She's pretty.
She is.
She is, man. She.
See what I'm saying?
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind.
See what I'm saying?
What's her name today?
CP3O.
Oh, 3-0.
Star Wars. You never saw Star Wars, C-3PO?
Felicia, I was just joking.
See? What? And Marissa. See, Marissa? Really?
Marissa, there you go.
See,
woo!
I'm not sharing any of these comments. I'm just not. You, we can't. No. First of all, I don't. And
Michelle, I'm not trying to be mean.
Maybe it's me. I don't believe Viola Davis.
Rosie, I'm not trying to be mean.
I don't believe.
Dana, I'm not trying to be mean.
I don't believe Viola Davis is ugly. I don't. I don't. I just don't think she. You know, she's not ugly. I'm done. We're going to move on. Cause, I'm trying to get you out of trouble, and you keep digging. As I try to get you out the ditch, you digging deeper. So I'm going to just let you.
shipper.
Thank you. Thank you.
She may be black. She may be ugly. She may be poor. But dear God.
You know what?
That was just so deep. That.
Thank you, Rose.
That was so deep.
Thank you. Yolanda says she cries ugly, but she's not ugly.
Yo.
Now, see, you can have some ugly cries.
I got an ugly cry. Like,
I've seen some ugly cry. Because in that movie Fences, when she was crying and that snot was running, my God.
I just seen somebody cry so bad, look like they got hit with a bag of nickels and they face just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marissa Williams said she was just repeating what you said. Viola Davis is not ugly. You have no agreement. You have none.
Marissa,
none.
You flipping up.
No, she didn't flip. She said she was repeating.
You can't clean that up.
Right, you can't. Mickey. You can't.
But everyone is entitled. There you go, Yolanda. Woo, woo. Hey, all right, so listen. Okay. Since y'all said she's not ugly.
Oh, see. You,
since
you,
y'all
you,
said she's not ugly.
Uh-oh. That, it just
came, I'm not fat.
It just came down.
I'm not fat.
Tanya said, you are suspended. You cannot come back on Friday. You suspended.
Okay.
That's
so
what just said on the thing. I just want to read what was on the thing. But go ahead.
Okay, so I'll be back Wednesday. I'm not here Friday, y'all.
She said.
I'm not here Friday, but I'll be here Wednesday.
Oh, God.
I was going to have to take a sick day anyway.
You know?
All right, so listen. Y'all said she's not ugly. That's fine.
Let's just move on.
I'm not fat. If you look at me sideways, I look. No, let me stop that.
Yeah, because I got a side view, bro.
You see, when you look sideways.
Tanya said, if you're not fat, she president.
Based upon your names, you could change them every day, so you must be somebody spectacular.
I'm done. Y'all need
to. I am fat.
Y'all
pretty, hot, and tempting. P-H-A-T. I am pretty, hot, and tempting. I am fat.
This show has went straight to
y'all make me do
go.
Sweetness dance.
Just go. Just go. see, no.
Listen, all right,
we're going to take a break.
No, hold on. Let me say this.
I
messed up my groin, and I need to get back in the gym. And so I called LA Fitness to try to get my gym membership going. And the way they're saying it's set up, I got to pay an additional amount and all that stuff. So I need y'all to go in prayer with me. I believe on this line today,
mm-hmm.
we have some power.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody shout power?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stretch forth your hand to the camera and video
mm-hmm.
and say, thou lose weight immediately. And then I'm going to believe through the power, as Pastor Michael Henderson says, through the ether wave, that you're going to release some power. Thank you, Marissa. So at the count of three, if all you guys are with me, I want you to put up power. And I'm going to show you how a miracle is going to occur.
Rose Hop.
At the count of three.
Rose Hopper, I agree 100%.
One, two, three. Put power. Power. See, the more you go, see, I'm shrinking.
Because ain't no. You done messed up, Doc. You have no support.
Look.
Nobody but Marissa.
Look.
That's
there
it.
You go, Marissa.
That's the only
it
one.
Is, it is.
And she probably feels sorry for you.
It is.
That's it.
It is. Rose, I'm trying to get the benediction of my stomach.
No, she won't just get the benediction because you
I'm
have
ignoring
you have killed this show.
I'm ignoring it.
You
may the Lord watch.
You have killed
between
this show.
Between me and food.
This show.
Why are we absent?
You have to.
One for another. Watch and not eat.
Anyway.
I got food.
We're going to take a break so we can try to get some type of credibility back.
Here we go.
On the show.
I got food.
When we return, we're going to jump into a little bit more conversation. Help us, Lord. We're going to give y'all a little bit of this Adrian B. King, so
I
amazing.
My nuts, man.
We'll be right back. TTLO. Lord, have mercy.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company. Yeah. grace is amazing, God. And by his blood we all are clean. So I'm telling you.
We are back. We are back. So amazing. Asia B. King and Reverence. We are back. Once again, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King, next to my brother in ministry, at least until the end of the day. Pastor Courtney Ayers Park.
Listen here. While that song was playing, I was thinking about starting a business. Fat Boy Praise Dancing. How many of y'all would come out and watch Fat Boy Praise Dancing? I would call it a slippery when wet. We were slippery with the anointing.
Oh, God.
My brother over here, he be just leave me out on a cliff hanging. That's okay.
Nah, bro, you walked yourself out there on the cliff. Ain't nobody put you
and
out
look,
there.
You
talk to the back. Hey, I'm talking about, hey,
I'm like, I was just saying. I'm like a couple.
I ain't talking to you today. And this is how I'm doing my brother. Man, like a sausage back here or something. My pack of hot dog.
Man, it's how I'm sitting or something. I know my neck ain't that fat.
Lord have mercy. Lord. Hey, listen. I ain't talking to my brother.
Hey, he cutting up today, y'all, for real. I don't know him or the producer doing that. They kicking me. I'm suspended Friday, y'all. I got suspended.
I don't know what to
I was going to take a sick day anyway, but, hey, it works out in my favor.
Anyway.
Let me say this. Before we get off the air, we got a lot of people on. Man, we got a nice show today with Angela Johnson, y'all.
I was about to do that.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
You go ahead.
Marissa, you don't have to put all those G's and dogs.
So look, you all, we got to be.
Marissa,
I want to give you all the rundown of what's going on. So immediately after this show on the Fishbowl Network, I will be on Donna Renee Patrick's show. Thank you. Yeah, time to do the show. You're right. I will be. You done? Let me help you. All right. So immediately after the show, I will be on the Fishbowl Radio Network. We're doing Donna Renee Patrick's show, talking about one of my favorite topics, praise and worship. So exactly 1:32, we going off the air at 1:30, and at 1:32, I will be on her show. I'm going to put the link up. You guys can follow along with the show over there as well. So you'll be able to do that. And then at 4 o'clock, myself and Pastor Parks will both be on the One Sister to Another show with my twin, Angela Johnson. We will be on her show at 4 p.m. Again, that's One Sister to Another. So we will have that link up for you as well. The things are on both of our pages already, but the information will be there for you as well. But we do have an article that we're going to get to today so we can try to get up out of here on time.
We got
to
get up out of here on time.
So, we won't, so yeah, because, yeah. Anyway. So much stuff going on.
Wait, Marissa said, keep Pastor Parks. Producer, we had one listener said, keep me. Just suspend me for one day.
Nobody said you was fired.
Right, I'm not fired, Marissa.
Nobody said you was fired.
I'm just suspended.
Right, nobody said you was fired.
And whoever come in to replace me,
oh Lord,
Friday, I want y'all to give them the utmost support.
You just.
Because I'm a team player. I am a team
player.
That
sounded like the fakest.
I'm all for taking the limits off. I don't want no one to stop listening to this show because I got suspended. You know, sometimes suspicions is come down. I do not want anyone to stop listening to the show because I got suspended. I'm not even going to go Facebook Live
during the time of the show.
Really? 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 See, you probably would. You probably would.
All right, let's get to this article, man.
Look, y'all, we have an article today. It's entitled Five Warning Signs for the Church in a Facebook Culture. Five Warning Signs for the Church in a Facebook Culture. This is really good. This is on the Gospel Coalition, the article on the Gospel Coalition. It was written a few years ago, but it's still relevant, still good, great information. A
lot of big words.
David gonna do all the reading.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the. Yes, no, you. I got you. I got you. I ain't gonna. I ain't gonna leave.
I see a lot of big words, y'all. I struggle.
She said,
Here we go.
We gonna just read. We gonna read this. So here it is. Five warning signs. Let me make sure I give y'all the title over here. Oh my God. Oh Lord.
About an ACT word.
Yeah, but we gonna keep going, y'all. The article says this. This is what the writer says. He says, one of my favorite childhood memories is watching Star Wars in the theater in 1977. He says, along with an entire nation, I was awestruck. He says, nothing like that had ever been done before. We were all sucked into a new world of spaceships, lightsabers, strange creatures, and distant galaxies. But of all the things that caught the average viewer's attention, the amazing technology of the future was doubtless near the top of the list. He says, what would it be like to have robots with personalities, to hover above the ground on a land speeder, or to play chess with a virtual holograph image, and to have lost limbs and have them restored by robotic parts? He says, of course, these very things have been largely realized today. In fact, I noticed that when my own son watched Star Wars on DVD a few years ago, he wasn't amazed by much of anything technological. Some of it probably seemed pretty realistic to him. He was mesmerized instead by the fast-flying ships, lightsaber fights, and fun action scenes. He says, we live in a world where technology advances at such a mind-boggling pace that we hardly have time to stop and be amazed by it. We feel this today, particularly in the area of social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Periscope, and just plain old texting. We are supposedly more connected, more in touch, in a better communication than ever before.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, please.
I was just thinking how I would have pronounced that word. Hey, I would never say it like. Hey, I would never say a lightsaber. I was lightsaber. I'm going to be a cry. Hey, bro, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be a cry because. Hey,
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you no more today.
Bro, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a cry because I was trying to imagine. I was saying it in my mind how to say it. And when you say it. I would have said lights are burning.
I'm sorry.
God. Man, I promise you.
Sweet Jesus.
Man, that's why you see me over here laughing.
What did I do?
Man, you see me when I was laughing, man. I kept trying to play that word in my mind. I said, lights a bird. You said, lightsaber. Oh, man, I was butchering that. Oh, boy. Okay, y'all.
The writer says, we're going to continue this. The writer says, yes, as I think about my son's future and even about life today, I ask the question, what effect does social media technology have on the way we view the church, on the way we conceive of the life of Christ's body? Much of social media is positive, of course, and the church has certainly leveraged this technology to advance the cause of Christ. Moreover, I can't miss the irony of writing about the adverse effects of technology on a website. Nevertheless, I do have some concerns, and so should you. So here are five characteristics of a Facebook culture we must reckon with as believers. Let me make sure this is the first one you get. Yeah, go ahead and do the first one, please.
Let me have to scan through.
Yeah, you're good. Number one, please.
Short attention span, limited learning style.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to imagine those who absorb information at the rate of short text and tweets sitting through a 40-minute sermon and engaging in a sustained manner. Now, does this mean we shorten our sermons and make them more entertaining? Or does it mean we work hard to train our congregation in the way they learn? Hopefully the latter.
Mm.
This is good. This is a challenge to a preacher, a pastor that's preaching, because true and all, social media have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this guy. I can't think of his name. He's from Michigan. He came over one day. I was with Pastor Hunter and him, and he was in the class.
Okay.
And he was talking about how during his entire sermon, they tweet his entire message.
Wow.
And so it's like they give high points. And so at the end of the service, he have a screen that all the tweets are on there from all the members in that. And it's like a morale. However, it gives them something to take home with them.
Okay.
Now, the challenge is, if you're as a pastor, you really have to bring a lot of application in your message, because you can't give long drawn out sentences. You can't give all this deep Greek and all that stuff, because if you're focusing on tweeting and just giving quotes out, then that'll help you. But if not, it's a struggle, and you got to know your audience. You got to know if your audience are really paying attention.
Yeah,
because truth of the matter, the church is the only place now that I believe that the attention span leaves immediately.
I think one of the issues that some parts of the church have not, some pastors have followed along with it perfectly. It's a timing thing too.
Sure.
When you're on Facebook, and I've noticed this myself, I can be up like on Sunday mornings. I go through I watch a few people live streams on Sunday morning while I'm getting ready for church. But here's the deal. Because it's social media, as you're watching someone stream, you also get updates from other people.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get distracted or whatever.
Sure.
That's why you have to go back. What pastors need to recognize is you cannot cater your messages for Facebook Live.
And that's true.
That's true. Because you need to make sure, because your first audience is the audience that's in the room with you.
In the room. Yeah.
So I don't care if you got 50 or 500, you cannot cater your message outside of there. Now, what you can do, however, is make sure that they get an experience. This is where the production side comes in. You have to make sure that they get the experience as though they were there.
That's good.
So you have to make sure that your production, your camera angles, your sound quality, all that stuff is just as though they were in the room.
Yeah.
And some churches have perfected that. Others are still struggling with it.
Yeah.
I know, just using my example here, there was a lot. I stopped recording our services, and we had the capability of going live on Ustream.
Wow.
And I said no. I made the concept say no because I didn't like the presentation.
Gotcha.
It was too much going on.
Gotcha.
And a lot of churches think, well, if we just get the cameras, we just go live.
No.
You need to check your worship service first.
Exactly.
Make sure sure you ain't got mess all in the background. And, you know, it's kind of like when people doing live videos in their house.
Yeah.
And you know, they on Facebook Live and you see a nasty mattress behind them. You're like, what in the world?
Yeah. Your focus is off the message and it's.
Yeah.
On what's behind.
You trying to throw, you know, points out for the Facebook to get some likes and some thumbs ups.
Yeah.
And you ain't getting an amen in the house where you at?
Right.
You got a problem,
That's
bro.
That's
you
good.
Got a problem. Oh my God. Let's keep moving. This is good. Next one. Number two says, a low view of authority over focus on equality. This is talking about social media. A low view of authority over focus on equality. The writer says this. One of the most often overlooked effects of social media is how we view authority figures. The internet is the great equalizer. Everybody has a voice on the internet. We all have a platform to speak our mind, to say our piece. After any article of news story, anyone can offer an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly much of this is good. But it can also lead to an egalitarian view of authority. That no one person's opinion should be valued or weighted more than another. Needless to say, this presents problems for biblical ecclesiology that understands the church and the pastors to have real God-given authority in the lives of his people. Let me make that a little bit plainer.
Thank you.
everybody, because everybody has access to Facebook Live,
mm-hmm.
because everybody has access to social media, because now if you go to, if Channel 7 put up a story right now, uh-huh. there's a comment section.
Exactly.
And you can throw your comments out there no matter how ignorant or how uneducated they may be.
Yeah.
And you feel like because you have a keyboard.
Yeah.
I did a blog the year we lost the Olympic bid to have the Olympics in Chicago.
Chicago.
I did a blog called Keyboard Courage. And I titled it Keyboard Courage because people sit behind these keyboards, behind cameras.
That's true.
And they say one thing and can talk real tough.
Oh, definitely.
But then when you see them in the street,
yeah.
well, you know, I was just doing that for the video.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's real talk. A lot of the shootings and stuff you see going on right now.
It starts first.
Starts at social media.
Yeah.
And it's carried out because somebody saw you talking reckless on social media. So everybody feels that they're equal. So it's nothing because here's the deal. Most people, if you were preaching,
mm-hmm.
like so you and I are on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every day or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
People write comments to us. We've had folks attack us, you know, making comments, calling us, you know, doing this and all this other kind of stuff. That's stuff that normally would not happen in person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because everybody is it feels like they're on equal ground when we're on social media, and
we
are.
That's true.
Because if you remember, Facebook Live was not available to everybody.
That's right.
It was only available to celebrities and public figures.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, let's open it up to everybody.
Yeah.
But at one point you couldn't say anything, so it was a platform to allow those people to speak. Now it's for everybody, so now everybody feels like, well, I'm equal because I can sit in front of my phone and talk all day too.
Now this is what I have a problem with this.
Come on.
This matter.
Yeah.
When you have a pastor that has a larger following.
Yes.
And you have another pastor that doesn't, and that other pastor that with the larger following
mm-hmm.
criticizing the pastor that doesn't have a big following, why are you always going on Facebook Live or why are you doing? Putting videos out there on social media. Well, truth of the matter, this article tells us everyone has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a particular audience doesn't mean that you're no greater or lesser than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So happening, you're just more notable than I am.
Mm-hmm.
My word may be better than yours, but because you're at a bigger stage, you
mm-hmm.
have a bigger platform.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have bigger followings
mm-hmm.
based upon – and statistically, if you look at the numbers you have in your church versus numbers other people have and you try to add up your following base, it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 10,000 members, of course, you should have at least a tenth of that following you
mm-hmm.
on social media, which is 1,000. If you have 100 members, 10 people should be following you on social media. And a lot of times, we don't look at it in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so – one of the greatest aspects about this is everyone does have a voice. Now,
mm-hmm.
in your voice, make sure you're saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're delivering a bona fide message
mm-hmm.
that will reach the hearts. Don't just use it, as you said, as being cowards. Don't just use it as throwing darts or throwing shots at people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people that's attacking you on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
they would not do it face-to-face. And that's I think that's what's causing the church to look bad on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we getting on social media delivering a word or praying all that. It's how we're knocking one another, how
mm-hmm.
we're fighting against one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love this because social media is a platform that we can reach lives that don't
mm-hmm.
ever would never ever come into the church. Perfect example, my guy who just got killed, you know, he never came to a church service.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I needed his help at the church, he
mm-hmm.
was there.
Yeah.
He was there. And so does it make him any greater or lesser than the one who come daily?
Mm.
And so he might not come inside the church building, but he'll watch
mm-hmm.
through social media. He'll come down and help. And truth of the matter, we never had the opportunity to talk why you never come on a Sunday morning or on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
But he worked. He was one that worked. So I think in this we all have the authority to do whatever we want to do on social media, but we have to be careful what we're projecting on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't do no video in your robe talking about the Lord is good. I'm serious. I've seen some people do some crazy stuff, man. You know, and this is my struggle. People, stop putting down denominations.
stop putting down people of God on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it reminds me of Chris Brown, and what's the other boy name that's going at it about boxing? Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, yeah.
I mean, that's how the church doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have. Now we can consider they have a right because that's their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the right to do that. We shouldn't do that. We're different. We're peculiar.
Right.
And so that's what's going on. I've seen two notable pastors go at it on social media, which is not a good look, man. It's not a good look. They did it on Periscope, and I said, wow, that's just crazy. And you got to be careful of your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. You really do. You really do. Let's keep going, you all. Number three says, surfacey interactions and artificial relationships. The writer says this, in her book Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other, MIT professor Sherry Turkle observes, on social networking sites such as Facebook, we think we would be presenting ourselves, but our profile ends up as somebody else, often the fantasy of who we want to be.
Wow.
In other words, through people, or though people might feel more connected, they can actually be more distant, at least from who we really are. On the contrary, true Christian fellowship demands we engage with people as we really are, so that we can honestly face our sin and grow together in Christ.
Catfishing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, in essence, it's telling us most people that they're not showing them their real self. Well, they do it in private groups, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's so many different private groups out here on Facebook, private pages and all that stuff that people show the real them. But when it comes down to your page personally, everyone, you don't display who you really are. And this goes back to even our argument last week, discussion, we was talking about which it was a great argument on finding ourselves blameless before people. And on this one, a lot of times our profile picture, some of our quotes, posts, that's not who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram can take you away from being the real you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really can. It really can. And I'm not saying expose all your business. I'm not saying just be loose and free.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes some people need to know the balance side of you.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I believe that's what's going to win the heart of people to come closer to your anointing is when they see the real side of you.
I think one of the things that we have to try to do better is not false advertise.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
To use a better word, bait and switch.
Yeah, make ourselves look good.
We bait and switch where we send people one image, and then when they actually get there, they get something else.
Something else.
That's why it's real important that we don't give people. We make promises that we can't keep, especially in ministry.
Yeah.
It's like this, you know. You can go. Okay, you can go. I'm confused by that. Let me know the sound is working because I'm confused by everything else. If you are going to a prison ministry, and you go into a prison visiting people, telling them that. Well, man, we got this, that, and the other. And then these people get out of jail. And then they come find you ain't got no resources.
There you go.
We here for you when you get out. But you have no resources established. Those are the images that we project on people. And then when people get out of prison, they can't find you.
Yeah.
They can't find you. And then now the church is set up to look like the church is the disappointment. And it's not the church that screwed up. It's you.
It's you.
Exactly. It's you. Exactly. So we need to stop false advertising. It's just like, you know, you want to say you got a good children's ministry, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's completely in disarray, but you constantly selling it.
Yeah.
You constantly trying to tell people to come be a part of it, but in truth, it's in disarray. It's like, you know, we got a good prison ministry, but in truth, it's in disarray. You know, we got a good marriage ministry, but in truth, it's in disarray. So you constantly selling these things, and you put them on your websites, you put them on your social media pages, but they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist.
Uh-huh.
They really don't. They really don't. So that's where we are. This is good. This is good, you guys. Five warning signs. Again, it's five warning signs of the church and Facebook. Let's go ahead and do number four.
People readily admit that they would rather leave a voicemail.
What's number four?
Oh, lack of physical.
Thank you.
You read, man.
Could you just do those? How you going to? I asked you what number four. How you gonna not read the title? Now he gonna throw a tantrum and show me the hot dogs on the back of his neck. Could you get back on it? Number four says a lack of physical presence. Thank you. Read, please. Thank you.
Lack of physical presence.
Thank you.
People readily admit that they would rather leave a voicemail or send an email than talk face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Turkle notes. The new technologies allow us to dial down human contact.
Mm-hmm.
Modern technology then can create an almost non-physical quasi-Gnostic existence. So it's ironic that one of the Christianity's earliest enemies was Gnosticism, which exposed the belief that the physical world was inherently evil and that salvation was largely a release from the physical body. In contrast, biblical Christianity has always advanced a robust and positive view of the physical. Face-to-face presence matters. Indeed, one day in the new heavens and new earth, we will have resurrected bodies and we will see our King and every other physically forever.
Mm. That's good. That's good. I like this one because when the you need the physical presence.
You do.
I can watch. I love watching, you know, other people's broadcasts, but I need to be in the room.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can feel the anointing through mm-hmm. the screen.
And you might.
But it's nothing like being in the hot, in the heat of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the pot, in the pan. I mean, it's nothing like being right in that atmosphere. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you something. Even on social media,
mm-hmm.
you only see certain things.
Yep.
You can't see the whole entire picture.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like about hockey as going to watch it
mm-hmm.
versus watching it on television, I believe, now I never played hockey a day in my life but floor hockey, I believe that that's one of the best, greatest sports to go watch.
Okay.
When you're watching it on television, all you're seeing is a certain angle.
Yeah.
You can't see the whole ice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're watching it live,
mm-hmm.
you can see the whole ice, and there's action everywhere on the ice.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on, if the puck is on the far west.
Yeah, there's still something going on.
There's still something going on
mm-hmm.
that you don't see on television.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, even in church, even in when we're delivering something on social media, you can only see so much. If I'm doing an interview with someone
mm-hmm.
or if I'm talking to someone and I got the camera just on me,
mm-hmm.
I'm missing the presence of somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's not like being in the audience,
mm-hmm.
like going to here, let's go to Steve Harvey's show
mm-hmm.
and just throwing him out there. When we watch a Steve Harvey show on television, it's one thing. But when you're watching it in the room itself,
yeah,
you're going to clap when everybody else clap.
That's true.
When the music come on, you're going to dance
yeah.
when everyone else dance. But when you're at home,
yeah.
you're not going to get all into it. When the commercial come, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get distracted and go to something else.
Yeah.
But while you're there, you still tuned in because you might miss a giveaway or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in the church or wherever the audience it is that's presenting, it's nothing like being in its presence. It's nothing like feeling, touching
mm-hmm.
What's really taking place. And I think I don't want us to get so consumed into doing social media that we're not engaging them enough to come
mm-hmm.
and see it for themselves. Don't let people get stuck on I'm tuning in at 11 o'clock. I know he's going to be on. No, make them want to come in the presence because that's a lot take place when you're in that atmosphere.
Yeah, it's kind of like you and I both are huge fans of worship,
uh-huh.
of praise and worship.
Sure.
And we talked about like Shekinah glory and stuff like that. And it's amazing to watch those videos,
yeah.
the live recordings.
Yeah.
But I find myself wishing I could have been there. Wishing I could have just been in the room, and as happy, and I could, you could feel the anointing, you could feel the realness of the song, you could feel them when they were singing, you could feel Travis Green when he's singing, and all these other artists, you can feel the presence of God, but it's like, man, I would love to be near the stage.
You want to tap into that?
Yeah, I want to be in the room, know, because he is like, now watch this, because let me help you. If you just take the Bible, when the Bible says, "And the smoke filled the temple." And now, if I'm on TV, if I'm at home on my couch, and I see the smoke filling the temple, it's there.
Yeah,
it ain't where I'm at.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So I'm lacking that. I'll never understand. Like when we read Acts and we hear about what happened in the upper room, we reading it as though we was watching it on TV.
Exactly.
We wasn't in the upper room though. Because those in the upper room.
Exactly. And then, you know, that's one of the things we learn in school concerning the Bible when we read it.
Yes.
We're reading it like we're there. You have to make sure, like, you have to paint a picture like you're actually there. Even when we are speaking to the people, we want to paint a picture like they're actually there. Like, here, it's hard to do that on social media. I'm being honest with you. It's so hard because I think what would make a person be more in the presence when it comes to social media, if we limit the time that we do our lives, instead of doing a 30-minute Facebook Live, do a 5 to 10 minute.
I think you have to give them – it's kind of like what we get when you're watching any of the mega churches on like TV. You don't get the full sermon. You get snippets. It's a 30-minute broadcast.
Yeah.
But then there's commercials, there's this advertising, they're pushing this book, that book, they're pushing this conference, that conference, and then it comes back. But then in order for you to get it, you either got to buy it.
You got to buy it.
Or you got to go.
It's a catch. Joe Osteen is the only one that I know.
The whole service.
His sermon.
The whole sermon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
you don't get the.
Now, what makes me more intrigued, I want to know what's taking place.
Before. Well, that's Israel.
I know. My point. So that alone.
And I don't think that's on the tape either.
My point. That alone makes me want to go.
Visit.
Yes. Visit. Because I'm missing something.
Yes.
And so lead me to a great point. You can't give everybody everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make them want to miss something to make them see, okay, I want to just check out that atmosphere.
Yeah.
I just want to see what this is all about.
Exactly.
He might not be the best preacher, but it might got to be some other stuff going on to make these people come.
Well, think about this. People started flocking to John Hanna, not necessarily because they saw him preaching, but because of what they heard on the radio.
That's true. That's true.
So you heard it on the radio.
That's true.
I need to go see it in person.
I got to go see it in person.
And then when I want to go see it in person, I like this.
Right, exactly.
This is better than the radio.
And then you see another side.
Yep, you see the whole, right. Because radio is restricted.
It's restricted. And then also you see all the other entities with the worship, the hospitality, you know, the atmosphere itself. So, I think, and I'm learning something off of this as well, even when I do my Facebook Lives or Periscope, not to do so long, give people something to look forward to, make them want to come and see what's going on. And, and you know, now I want to even throw this out there to people because, you know, I get tired of people saying, I'm tired of everybody on Facebook Live. Now, that's your phone.
Yeah.
It's your page.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Yep.
But those who are in leadership, those who are trying to attract individuals, put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And give the people something to make bait them.
Yeah.
Pay them.
Yeah.
Then reel them in. Mm-hmm. Make them come. Now, when they come visit you, they have the options to stay or leave.
Mm-hmm.
You can never say they didn't come or they didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's up to you to when they come that you're not presenting something that's artificial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's real good. That's real good. Let's keep going. Number 5 says this. Low commitment and accountability. The writer says, one of the attractive features of a Facebook-style communication is that it requires little of us. It is a low commitment and low accountability form of interaction. We control and entirely control the duration, intensity, and level of contact. At any moment, we can simply stop. But the Christian life and real Christian relationships don't work this way. We do have obligations to one another, covenant obligations. Put differently, Christianity has a corporate aspect that stands directly against the individualistic and self-determined relational patterns of our modern technological age.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. There is a lack of accountability on social media.
It is.
Because you can say whatever you want to say.
Say whatever you want to say.
I mean, you really got to put something, unless it's graphic, Facebook won't take it down.
Yeah.
And you can say whatever. The only thing Facebook don't question is if you use – it happens every show when we play music. Before I post the video, it says you use somebody else's music. Do you have permission to do this, or are you just using it to just for entertainment and you're not getting no money from it?
Yeah.
That's the only thing they're going to ask you.
Exactly.
And other than that, you can say – you can speak whatever hate speech.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. There is no accountability. And then the commitment level, when he talks about commitment, meaning – you don't take the time to make sure you're putting good product forward.
You know, and you know, one thing I got to say this, and it's important. Even if people like your posts, even if you see them on at that particular time, there's more people watching you than you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
More people are looking at your lives, looking at your posts.
Yep.
Then you know, because it don't record who is the people that's looking.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the number of views and all that. And some people are looking to support. Some people looking at you as a complete fool.
Yeah.
Some people want you to die, fail, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I believe this, and this is great. And I like these five because it's challenging me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as people, Christians, we send mixed signals. One day we up, the next day we down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I love God with all my heart. Nothing should separate me from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back, and it's like, what happened to that super Christian?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so people are looking at us based upon how we.
And I think that's the good. And that's why people like John Hannah's, people like Reggie Royal.
Uh-huh.
They don't,
consistent.
They're very consistent, transparent, but consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Reggie Royal can, he'll crack a joke in a minute. You know, we jokingly call him the petty pastor because he puts some stuff out there. Sometimes be like,
definitely,
really?
Definitely.
Like, really, pastor?
Definitely.
But he has built that rapport. He's not making himself super holy.
Definitely.
He ain't being super deep.
Definitely.
And so when he does it, it does not shock people.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It does not shock people.
Exactly.
So the problem is when you do it's kind of like what we were talking about the other day when we were on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we were talking about what you can and can't do. We were talking about chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like if all of a sudden you preaching this one way
mm-hmm.
all the time and then they catch you
mm-hmm.
with a bottle in
mm-hmm.
your hand
mm-hmm.
or with something else. Now it's like, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, "Hey, look, this is who I am.
Uh-huh.
I serve the Lord in this capacity, like this."
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So then, when they see you on Facebook, when they see you cracking a joke, if they see you out smoking
uh-huh.
a cigar,
mm-hmm.
having a drink, they're not going to question it.
Uh-huh.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to recognize that okay, this is still a person.
Uh-huh.
This is still a person. I love that. Thank you, Seesaw Christians. Right.
Yeah.
Seesaw Christians up and down all over the place.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Seriously. And,
yeah.
And you know, said this, is that we got to be careful what we project.
Yeah.
I mean, and
that's good.
I'm going to say this, even myself, I'm guilty in some areas that sometimes I have a I don't care attitude, which is wrong because I don't know who I'm offending.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that may not ever speak to you,
mm-hmm.
but they watch your walk.
That's true.
They watch your strength.
That's true.
And when you begin to waver,
mm-hmm.
Don't get weary in your well-doing. When you begin to waver
mm-hmm.
and you become more lukewarm than hot or cold, then they're looking at you like, okay, this is not that person. Some people will give you the benefit of doubt saying that there's something wrong with him.
Well, he
just had a bad day.
Others won't. They won't.
Exactly. Some people are just looking at the down in you. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, honestly, I just believe we got to set the standard. We got to be the trendsetters as Christians. And it's the truth. We're not perfect, but we have to present ourselves in a manner that, man, we can't really get caught off guard in a sense.
Right. You don't want to. Well, no. Because, okay, I look at it like this. we put ourselves on pedestals.
There you go. There you go.
That we should have never been on.
There you go.
And that's good. And we build them up. See, it's one thing when you allow other people to do it. When you build yourself up and put yourself on these pedestals, people will come, and that's how you
that's
end
true.
Up getting humbled real quick. What will happen is this. We are afraid to show the vulnerability. We're afraid to show our vulnerability. And because of that, if they only see the strong side,
there you go.
Then when you mess up publicly, they go, well, I thought you had it all together, bro.
There you go.
You had it all together. How is that possible? How is that possible? It's just like people we assume got money that don't.
Wow.
Because we see them doing stuff all the time. We just assume they got money. Then when all of a sudden something happened, we go, well, what happened?
Wow.
You know, and it's like, well, how did that happen? And how did this happen? So you have to be able to – and again, it's not – the word transparency is thrown around a little bit too much.
It's loose.
It's about being transparent about who you are.
Yeah.
But that's it. Transparency and got to know all my business, that's another whole conversation.
Exactly. I often say this, and this is a prophetic word for some of you that listening. Be careful who you allow hold you up, that they don't have enough faith, they won't drop you.
Yeah.
You know, we want so many people to hold us up, but they don't have the faith that they won't drop you. And what I'm saying about that is some people we want to hold us up are weaker than us. It's just we want kinship, friendship. We want to be liked. We want to be well favored.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be more on a certain platform.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get on different levels, that support group must be strong.
Yeah.
If you look at a building, a building versus a house,
mm-hmm.
a support system mm-hmm. is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Versus that building, because
mm-hmm.
a building is much bigger
mm-hmm.
than a house. And so you need more stronger beings
yeah.
to hold that up.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with us in our life. When we begin to grow, begin to be elevated, we need stronger beings to hold us up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have those beings to hold us up there, then we will fall. And sometimes some people can't recover
yeah.
from a fall.
And you know, I like the concept of showing the vulnerability, building us up. And this is why with Christianity, a lot of times it takes tearing down the flesh in order to build up the spirit.
It does.
And a lot of times we don't want to let the flesh be torn down. So now you're trying to build something on flesh and spirit, and that
yeah.
just ain't going to work.
Yeah. That's good.
That just ain't going to work.
That's good, bro. I often say that. I look at a building, and watch this. I want y'all to catch this. You have a building,
mm-hmm.
and in your building, you have busted windows, the door knocked down, and all that stuff. And when the inspector comes,
mm-hmm.
he's just going to come ticket your building.
Mm-hmm.
But if he come to inspect your building,
mm-hmm.
and he find out that there's a crack in the foundation,
mm.
he's going to tell you that this building
it's
needs
condemned.
To be torn down
yep.
immediately.
Yep.
Because something wrong with the foundation.
Yep.
Now, if the window's broken off, he just give you a ticket, a
mm-hmm.
violation
mm-hmm.
to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to ticket you for a crack in the foundation because it's unrepairable. You got to tear it down just to build it back up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of us, our foundation is weak. We're cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to grow and try to move on another level that we're not spiritually mature to be able to get to yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so even on this social media stuff, you know, don't get into war with people on social media, because truth of the matter, I don't believe, and quote me on this, I don't believe that Christians will win on a social media war, because that's not the intent of God.
Yeah.
What it does, it makes us look bad, because we're going back and forth with the demonic attacks of the enemy, and that's his joy, to get people to look at us and see us in a light that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
want to, that's the enemy's job, to see us in images, and we're guilty. We post things, this is how I'm feeling at this time. I know she didn't do this. I know he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this stuff that we have put on social media to get likes
mm-hmm.
or to get people to console us or to make people feel sorry for us, and everything that we put on social media. Some of us put social media, Lord, please help me. Lord, please save me. You have not did it privately.
Right, right, right.
You did it openly on social media,
yeah.
but you have not told him privately.
That's why I am so I'm not a big fan of the whole church public confession deal, because it makes no sense to come up and publicly confess in front of a room full of people that the majority of them don't know you.
That's true.
And don't give a hill of beans about you.
That's true.
But you're going to come up and confess.
Yeah.
Yes, blah, 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 blah. But then at home in your prayer closet, yeah. You don't even talk
yeah.
to the Lord.
That's
it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
I like the show of vulnerability. I always go back to Jesus in the garden.
Mm.
Jesus being God, think That's about good. This. Jesus being God, but was still human in
uh-huh.
flesh at the time, went into that garden, recognizing what he was about to go through and praying that there was another way out.
Wow.
When you read that, you see his vulnerability. You see his transparency as human.
Wow.
But then you see the spirit in him say, but let your will be done anyway.
Let your will be done.
But you see the transparency because he said, look here, Doc, if there's any other way we can do this. Like if
wow.
this, what is, you know, if I use the word, if this cup can pass from me,
wow.
give it. Can somebody else take it? But I know it's not like not my will, but let your will be done. So in the same way that if Jesus can be transparent on that level,
yeah,
then why are we putting this undue pressure on ourselves?
Wow.
We had this really really good comment from Anitra said this. She said, oftentimes people place expectations upon us that we don't ask for. Or when we fail to live up to the image they created for us, that's when gossiping and negative talk comes into play.
But I'm going to say this, Anitra, and that's an awesome,
yeah.
awesome state.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
We as people
mm-hmm.
can't allow people to put us on a pedestal.
We should not.
That we're not ready to operate on.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and let me say this. Every opportunity is not a good opportunity or a God moment opportunity.
My God.
I don't care if it's – listen, if you can't preach well in front of 10 folks, what makes you think you can do it in front of 5,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have pulpit etiquette that they not able to shift in different atmosphere. Here, if you cannot lead my pulpit,
mm-hmm.
if T.D. Jakes call you and say, I need you to lead mine, do that means that you have to accept it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready, you're not ready.
It's one of those deals where we talked about this quite often. What could be a blessing to you because you're used to leading a pulpit might be a curse to the next guy who has not.
Woo, man, Rose did this. Rosie did this. Rose got several daughters in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
She had one daughter come. She's used to singing on big platforms
mm-hmm.
with music and all that stuff. So she had to come over to my church because she wanted to see how she can operate in a smaller setting.
Mm-hmm.
See if she's able to do it on a smaller setting that she was doing on a larger setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that and said, man, that's awesome, because a lot of times most people, when they call themselves, quote-unquote, outgrowing something,
mm-hmm.
they can never come back down
mm-hmm.
to help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing, you don't have to lower your standards,
mm-hmm.
but you can come down to pull somebody up with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I made a vow this year that I'm not lowering my standards
mm-hmm.
for no one.
Absolutely.
If you want to be on my level, now I'll come down to help you to come up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to stay all night downstairs.
Yeah. I think it's one of the things. We got about 5 minutes left. I think it's one of the things where we need to recognize that even as we grow, you're never too big for home.
That man.
For
real.
So, and I like the fact that you do see some, especially gospel artists.
I love it.
You see other gospel come back to their old churches. They come back to where they started. They come back to do some stuff that they used to do in other places just so that they can get there. Because a lot of times that's their energy.
Wow.
Because if you grew up in a church in Chicago and you were a powerful singer or preacher
sure.
or worshiper or whatever in a church in Chicago, and now you're off touring on the road,
uh-huh.
you're just touring in front of people that you have no real contact with.
That's right.
But when you can come home and then watch this, see, home you can get ministered
there
to.
There you go. There you go.
See, I can come home and just, you can be on the road singing and preaching and doing all this stuff, but when I come home, I can just, you know, I can relax.
Yeah.
I can take off the makeup and all that extra stuff and just, you know, and it's hard to do. It's hard because there is trust issues with being transparent, because you don't want everybody in your business, because first of all, I don't trust you with the information in the first place.
I said this, if you got family that follow you,
mm-hmm.
family that honor you,
yeah,
family that speak highly of you,
yeah,
that's the best support system in the world, because they know you.
Yeah, that's true.
They know you.
That's good.
They don't know the title. They know you.
That's good. That's good. Look, y'all, it's been an amazing, amazing show, man. I'm excited about it. So much is going on. What you got going on? I know we got late on today.
Four.
You got to meet after this.
I got
to
meet
run
right
out.
After
right.
this, man. Susan Daniel, man, Sports Shed,
mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I was at the meeting with the NFL guys, and
mm-hmm.
we connected, and we're going to do some things together
okay.
for the city.
Awesome.
For the youth, for the churches. So
awesome.
I'm going to have a big report coming back Wednesday.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. Go ahead and pray us out, Doc.
Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege once again that you have allowed us brothers to connect in your name, God. We pray that you continue to bless this station, God. We pray, God, even as we exit this, that you give my brother clarity of his words as he speak on another station today. And then as we go to the city of Broadview to speak on Angela Johnson station today,
mm-hmm.
God. We pray that it be impactful for the community and even the world, God, because it's a heavy topic that needs to be shedded
mm-hmm.
in this city, in our nation, and even in our churches. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So look, y'all, we finna go off the air. We will be back together at 4 o'clock on the One Sister to Another show. Myself and Pastor Parks will be on there discussing the gay agenda and the church response. We're going to be doing that at 4 o'clock. Immediately after this show, I will be on the Fishbowl Network. Tanya, if you can you put that in the link for the people who are still on Facebook Live? Can you give them the link so that they can follow along? Put that link in there. She's going to put that in there for you guys. But we got to go. It's time to go. Yes, we actually on time. Bless the Lord.
On time.
Peace.
Yep, 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 yep.
Ugh. Oh, let me get off the music.
Now, how long is that?